Good evening. Welcome to the Manasquan School District Board of Education regular public Board of Education meeting for September 27th, 2016. Called order. Our opening statement pursuant to NJSA 10:4-10. Notice of this meeting has been provided by publication in Asbury Park Press, the Co-Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in the school within the time limits prescribed by law. For the Pledge of Allegiance, I'm going to ask the people in the front row if they would just please move away from the screen. We have a corresponding presentation that was created by Jillian Spalt and Eileen Duffy from Mr. Shetta's class, which we will show during the Pledge of Allegiance. Dr. Cajun, you ready?
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
As I sat and I watched this presentation in class, I thought it would be apropos for us during this democratic time in our country to have the opportunity to see what our students have developed. I just felt that the pictures that they had put together with the song they had chosen was so poignant. I thought it would be neat for us to start our meeting tonight since you all are so child-centered, and I truly appreciate that about you. So I want to thank those students for affording us the opportunity to do that this evening. Thank you. Okay.
Good. Oh, sorry. Everybody go.
You just want to come see me every single morning? Yes. This didn't come up before.
Okay.
So it looks like.
Yeah, that was blank. Thank you. That's
right. Jesse, do we have anything else for the screen this evening?
No.
Could you put it up, please?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jesse.
Much appreciated. We probably do with the lights. So.
Roll call, Sandy, please.
Mrs. Passone.
Yes.
Mr. Burns.
Here.
Mr. Catani.
Here.
Mrs. De Palma. Mr. Fiore.
Here.
Mr. Gardner. Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Here.
Mr. Lafredo.
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Here.
Mr. Serino.
Here.
Mr. Vitale. Mr. Warren.
Here.
Madison Decklinger.
Here.
Carly Grogan. Christopher Driscoll.
Here.
Mara Farragher.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Our mission statement, Manasquan School District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with extensive extracurricular opportunities and rich tradition through a partnership with our community. Our statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment, and in many cases, by a unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next committee of the whole meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After the committee of the whole approves the matter, it is placed on the agenda for action at a public meeting. In rare instances, matters are presented to the Board of Education for discussion at the same meeting that final action may be taken. Acceptance of minutes. Recommend acceptance and approval of the minutes of the combined committee of the whole and regular public meeting and the closed executive session of August 16, 2016. Executive session minutes will be withheld from disclosure until such a time as the reasons for discussing and acting on the matter in closed executive session no longer exists. Do we have a motion to accept the minutes? Mr. Catani, do we have a second? Mr. Warren, any questions about the minutes? Sandy.
Mrs. Passone.
Abstain, I was absent.
Mr. Burns.
Abstain as well.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mr. Fiore.
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Yes.
Mr. Lefredo.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Mr. Warren.
Abstain.
Carried.
Thank you. We will now issue the oath of office to our student board representatives. Mr. Driscoll, Ms. Farragher, and Ms. Stetlinger are here tonight. And Ms. Coates, if you could be so kind.
Certainly. Can you two please all just stand and raise your right hand? And
you can read it.
I, please state your name.
I, Christopher Driscoll.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and to the governments established in the United States and this state.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and to the government established in the United States and this state.
Under the authority of the people, so help me God.
Under the authority of the people, so help me God.
I, please state your name.
I, Christopher Driscoll.
Do solemnly swear that I possess the qualifications prescribed by law for the student liaison of a Board of Education.
Do solemnly swear that I possess the qualifications prescribed for the student liaison to this Board of Education.
And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all of the duties of that office according to the best of my ability, so help me God.
And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of the office according to the best of my ability, so help me God.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Congratulations. And now we will ask, do we have a student board representative report tonight? Ms. Stetlinger.
For Key Club this month, we are participating in the Manasquan Elks Breakfast, the Tutoring and Homework Helpers Club, PTO, MES Babysitters, the Fall Craft Fair in the Swan Plaza, Big Hearts to Little Hearts, the Fall Festival, the Just Us Girls Run, and Ball Runners for the Girls Soccer Games.
Thanks.
Student Council has been in full swing since the end of the summer. We started out with the freshman orientation barbecue and a game show for the teacher's first day. We have been working to the snack shack at the football games, and we can't wait for the homecoming decorating.
Student Council has begun planning different activities, fundraisers, and new ideas for this year at Manasquan High School. We have started planning ideas to open parking spots for certain students at different times throughout the school year. Freshman Student Council elections will be held at the beginning of next month. Each class has started preparing for homecoming activities. We are all very excited for all the activities that will be taking place throughout the year.
Thank you. Do we have a motion to accept the student board representative report? Sure. Ms. Mazzone, second. Mr. Serino, any questions? Sandy?
Mrs. Mazzone.
Yes.
Mr. Burns.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mr. Fiore.
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Yes.
Mr. Lefredo?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Carried.
Thank you. I will now turn it over to Dr. Cajun for our presentations.
Thank you. Before I focus on our first presentation, I just want to thank the student board representatives who are here this month and will be here every month. I appreciate your dedication to Manasquan. And I really appreciate you wearing Manasquan blue tonight. I should have thought about the same thing. Thank you for that. Just to see that you're taking your time, which is so precious to you, all the activities you're involved in, plus all the homework that you do, to spend time with us, I truly appreciate it. Sincerely, thank you.
Thank you.
Having said that, our first presentation this evening is from our school safety coordinator, Mr. Clayton, who focus on our emergency management operation plan guidelines that you have in front of you, which is in the black binder, which, by the way, is confidential. So even though it's in the binder, you can't open that binder because you can't look at it. But I will collect it at the end of the period. No, I'm only kidding. You can look at it, but you don't share it. And I will collect it when we're done because those are the binders that my administrators will be receiving. So if you want to go through it as Tim talks about it, feel free, so then you are aware of our crisis emergency management operation plan guidelines. Tim?
Thank you. Real quick, I'm going to briefly touch on a few of the items of the manual. Basically, the Department of Education requires all schools to have an emergency operation plan. And this isn't new. This is something Manasquan has had in effect for quite some time now. What we did, however, is sit back, we reviewed the plan, and then we decided to update the plan and add things using the guides, the forms, the checklist from the Department of Education, more specifically, following their school safety and security best practices plan. And that's what's reflected here. And I'm just going to go over a couple things that I felt are very important for responding emergency personnel that they're going to want to see when they, if they had to come here or the elementary school for an emergency. And basically, there's a lot of information in here, but like on page 4 specifically. Page 4 has, this is something that we added, something required. It has our size of school, the acreage of the property, the number of students, the number of staff that could be present at any time for both schools, also the administrative building. These are things that emergency personnel are going to be asking for if they came here during an event, if students were present. You want to know the number and the size of the event you're looking at. Page 5, we also identify command posts, primary and secondary. These, again, are very important to responding emergency personnel, especially under the unity of command. And we also identify our chain of command, because as a unity command, you want a decision maker next to you. If you're the chief of police or you're the fire chief, you want the school decision maker next to you. This speeds everything along, makes it more efficient. Moving on, I draw your attention to, well, 7 through 11 are the cell phone numbers of school personnel that are important. Actually, the high school, we have everyone's cell phone number in there. And at the elementary school, we have the essential personnel listed. And then another very important thing for responding emergency personnel are the maps. The maps are probably the most important thing in any situation for law enforcement or for specifically, like, we had an event here where we were in lockdown and we required MOSIRC to come, which is Monmouth and Ocean County SWAT team. They cover Manasquan. They would respond here, but so would the Sheriff's Department Mobile Command Unit. And in that Mobile Command Unit is all the best technology available, and they're not going to want to book. So what we did with that is we digitalized this entire plan. This entire plan can be printed in a PDF, it can be emailed on the spot, or it can be provided through a flash drive right into the Mobile Command Unit, and they bring it up on their 70-inch screens with the map of the schools. In that map of the schools, we have identified the fire extinguisher locations, we identified the AED locations, the hazardous chemical areas, and the water and gas shutoffs, electrical shutoffs. So we have our utilities identified as well. What I'd like to do, and it's in progress right now, is because it's digitalized, I'm going to be able to take photographs of important areas of both schools. I'm going to be able to take photographs of all the shutoffs and be able to hyperlink them to the maps. So in case they are going in, they're going to be able to bring in a device, they're going to be able to hit that spot, and they're going to be able to have a photograph of what they're looking at, identifying what's a shutoff, which would be important to the first responders. The other section's 3, that's our current policies. I took it right from the Board of Education policy and procedure area of our website. And they're the ones required by the Department of Education to be included in the plan. They're just printed, they're there. And then the section 4 is our guide for events. It's a format that, again, recommended as a best practice. That's the end of the back of the book. You'll see, you know, child abuse guide, deaf in school guide, kidnapping guide, on what our procedures internally are to handle those types of events. One of the most important things we put is reporting. So our communications are in here as well. So One of the things I've always found in my experience of dealing with emergencies where communication's key, and then follow-up reporting is the second part. These are things that we added. Again, because it's in a PDF, and I keep putting in this point, everything's searchable through a find. So if we're looking, if we're in an incident and I need Tim Clayton's phone number, I just type in Clayton and it comes up, and we're going to hit on my phone number. So it makes everything more efficient and expedites all things for an emergency. And there are the parts of the guide I wanted to point on again. And, you know, we can expand this as large as we want, but these really are your requirements through the Department of Education.
One of the things I wanted to accomplish with this book is to take the thought process away from our staff. And I think that was done before, but now we've put it in a condensed version. If you have an intruder on campus, you just go to intruder on campus, and exactly it lists out exactly what we should be doing if you're involved. So in a crisis situation, if you have something in front of you that you can turn to that outlines exactly what you should be doing and how, I think it only serves the purpose to help us. So we've done that, we've accomplished that, plus all the important locations and policies. So I want to thank you for this. And it's a document that's alive. We can add to it or subtract from it. Of course, the teachers won't receive everything that's in this binder because of some things that are just for the administrative team. Tim, anything else? Any questions at all? Thank you. Great job.
Thanks.
Sure. If I may, I'd like to go to the superintendent's report and information items. Can I do that, Tom?
Great idea.
Okay. As you can see, I'm asking for the recommended approval of the following resolution to designate October 17th through October 31st as School Violence Awareness Week, Red Ribbon Week. Would you like me to read the resolution, or is it good that you guys just read it? Would you want me to read it out loud? I'll take it as you guys have been reading it. Also, as you can see on the bottom, we have School Violence Awareness Week since 2003, as well as the Week of Respect. According to statute, we are fulfilling those requirements, and we will have it this year like we had it last year. Our enrollment, as we speak, is 1,561 as of September 15th. There is no report this month for the fire drills and the attendance comparison or suspension and tardy reports, although we do have one harassment, intimidation, and bullying investigation that did take place at the high school that was found to be a code of conduct, not harassment, intimidation, and bullying, and there was counseling with the school counselor because of that. Having said that, that actually is the end of my superintendent's report. Any questions
at
all?
Can you just break
down? I see one.
Can you break down the count at the high school and the elementary school?
Sure. $9.45 at the high school and $6.16 at the elementary school as of 9/15/2016. As of 9/18/2015, we had $6.09 in the elementary school and $9.56 in the high school. So not only is a breakdown, but a comparison as well.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Any other questions? Go ahead. That concludes our report.
Do we have a motion to approve and accept the superintendent's report? Mr. Serino, second. Mr. Catani, any questions on the superintendent's report? Sandy?
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Loffredo?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Carried.
As you noticed, there was a second presentation, and one of the PTO members that we were going to recognize hasn't arrived yet. So if they do so before we conclude, we will obviously backtrack to that. We are to our first public forum on agenda items. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes in duration. Individuals wishing to address the board should be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses, and any group that they may represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and/or by an individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portions of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only, please. Would anybody from the public like to be heard this evening? Sir.
Good evening. I just want to introduce myself. I'm a board member from Spring Lake. I serve as a liaison, so if you need anything, I'm here. I'll try to be here as much as I can and as long as I can for each meeting, and I'd be happy to assist in any way. Also, congratulations to the student representatives.
Thank you.
My daughter served as a student representative to the Manasquan board many years ago, and she enjoyed it thoroughly. Thank you.
Thank you. We thank you for coming, and if you ever have any questions, obviously, you know, you can reach out.
Thank you.
Thank you. Seeing no one else, we'll move on to the general items. Numbers 11 through 11 through 28. Does anyone need anything separated out? 11 through 28. Would anybody like to make a motion to accept 11 through 28? Mr. Pizzone, second. Mr. Warren, any questions on numbers 11 through 28? Ms. Garibaldi?
Document L. Lynn, is the bolded mean a new placement?
Yes, that is a change since the last document.
And that is that an added or is it a change of outside placement?
I believe that's an added.
Any other questions? Sandy?
Mrs. Pisone?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Lopretto?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Carrie?
Thank you.
In the past, didn't we add that we were adding in the busing as well each time?
When we have the information, the cost of the routes, we do.
Okay.
So in the beginning of the year, typically we do not have the cost yet, which we don't right now.
Okay.
So we'll add it in as we get the actual cost.
Moving on to our Manasquan Senate District items, numbers 29 through 45. Does anyone need anything separated out? 29 through 45. Do we have a motion for 29 through 45? Ms. Muley, seconded by Mr. Burns. Any questions on those items? Sandy?
Mrs. Bissell?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes, with the exception of 36, I abstain on 36.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
42, abstain from Richard Reed and Kim Reed, Kimberly Reed, and yes, everything else.
Mr. Lopretto?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Carried.
We are now to old and new businesses. Anyone have any old business that they would like to discuss? Bless you.
Thank you. Dr. Cajun, did you have a chance to look into the net out in the backfield?
I think Ms. Coates did.
Yes. With Mr. Bigley, and in the Friday packet. The nets are up right now because our PE classes are using the field until mid-November. Mr. Bigley spoke with Mr. Cahill, and that's what he was informed. Once this ends, the nets will definitely come down.
In November, then, when they're done?
At mid-November.
Okay.
When PE classes are done using the field.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else have any old or new business that they want to discuss?
I mentioned something, I forgot to mention at the last meeting, but asking Dr. Cajun if he can look in with our technology of streamlining our paperwork in the beginning of the school year with the medical information, emergency contacts, and all the paperwork that comes home the first week of school that you have to fill out for every kid. We could put them on electronically, or the parents could fill them out electronically, so you can repeat for all your children, and it can carry from the nurse to the teachers to everything. He said he was going to look into that.
I don't see why we couldn't do that, but, you know, I don't, oh, there he is.
It'd be for next year, I would say.
Would you mind answering that question? The question is this. We have so many pieces of paper to fill out during the beginning of school, and there are duplicates because parents have several children. Is there a way we create an electronic file for the parents so they can fill out forms once and then have those forms populate the other forms instead of having to fill them out several times?
Yeah, so there's a number of options available, something like that, and I know that different districts take different approaches to it. For example, I was just having a discussion with a parent, a faculty member who's a parent for Pleasant, and they have to acknowledge certain forms of the parent portal before they have access. You know? So there's certainly options for that. The only concern that I have, just I think we need to address, you know, with the board and with our council first, is, you know, at what point does checking a box on a website place a signature on a document, you know, and for some of those more important. I don't think that's my decision to make, but
could we do a DocuSign? I mean, because DocuSign is now a legal form of signature, an electronic signature where they need to acknowledge, and it's a key to their email and whatnot.
Yeah, the only problem with something like that is that we want it to interface with our other systems, you know, so I think it's certainly worth looking into, and I think, you know.
Yeah, for next year, yeah, if we can look in, we've got a long time to do it. Yeah, because you fill it out for the nurse, you have to fill it out for every child, the same information, and if you did it once and nothing's changed, it's like when you go to the doctor's office, you check off that nothing's changed, and then when you go back to school night, and they ask you to fill out the same, or can you check if this information is correct, and it's all wrong, and it's not what you filled out.
Sure.
I think it's certainly something you can reach out to the district and find the best practice.
Thank you. Anyone else? Old, new? Yeah. Seeing no one else. That brings us to our second public forum on any items, agenda or otherwise. Would anybody from the public like to be heard? Seeing no one.
And not seeing the PTO, I guess, as well. You want to just mention what they were being recognized for?
I sure will. You want to read the back of it?
In the absence of the Manasquan PTO, the board would just like to present the certificate of appreciation for the generous donation towards the Manasquan Elementary School gymnasium project system, which was approved by the board with a matching donation from the PTO. So we want to acknowledge that this evening.
Hey, Rebecca Kahn, the president, and Jen Mays was supposed to be here this evening. Lynn, do you want to say the amount that they gave us? I would, but I want to make sure it's exact.
The PTO donated $16,000 toward the project.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's a lot of money.
All right, moving to number 48, executive session. Whereas the Senator Byron M. Baer Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6, the act provides that the Manasquan Board of Education may hold an executive session from which the public is excluded to discuss matters that are confidential or one of the 9 subject matters that are listed in 12B of the act. And whereas it is recommended by the superintendent of the Manasquan Board of Education go into executive session on this date in Manasquan, New Jersey, to discuss matters that are permissible for discussion in executive session. And whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 30 minutes, after which the public meeting of the board shall reconvene and proceed with business. And whereas that the board hereby declares its discussion of the following subjects will be made public at a time when the public's interest in disclosure is greater than any privacy or governmental interest being protected from disclosure. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Manasquan Board of Education, the board shall go into executive session to discuss the following items. Number 8, personnel matters involving hiring and leave of absence. Items discussed in executive session may result in board action when the board reconvenes to public session, which will be the case this evening. Do we have a motion to, motion to go into executive session, so seconded by Mr. Catani. All those in favor?
Aye.
Guys have it.
program review meeting. I have some suggested dates. So if you just want to get back to me, either Tuesday, October 11th, from 5 to 7.
Wait, Tuesday the 11th?
From 5 to 7. Wednesday, October 12th, from 5 to 7. Or Thursday, October 13th, from 5 to 7. And if you have other suggested dates that you'd like to give me, give them to me. I haven't received any yet. Okay?
We have a motion to reconvene.
Yes.
Mr. Burns, second. Mr. Serino, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We are to number 49, Manasquan Personnel. We have a motion to recommend approval of the elementary school personnel as per document M. Mrs. Muley, second. Mr. Catani, any questions on document M? Sandy.
Mrs. Bassone.
Yes.
Mr. Burns.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Yes.
Mr. Lofredo.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Mr. Warren.
Yes.
Carried.
Number 50, recommend approval of the high school personnel as per document 4. We have a motion. Ms. Bassone, second. Mr. Warren, any questions? Sandy.
Mrs. Bassone.
Yes.
Mr. Burns.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mr. Fiore.
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Yes.
Mr. Lofredo.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Mr. Warren.
Yes.
Carried.
And do we have a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Mr. Lofredo, second.
Mr. Pellegrino. The job description.
I'm sorry. Do we have a motion to accept the job description, which will be item 51, for the title of custodian supervisor? Ms. Bassone, second. Mr. Lofredo, any questions on that job description? Sandy.
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Lofredo?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Carried.
And unless Mr. Kovats objects, do we have a motion to adjourn? Mr. Lofredo, second. Mr. Burns. All those
snarky.
In favor?
Aye.
Say something.
Guys, have it.
No, it's faster than his chair.